This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Okay, today I'm going to share a revelation with you that may freak you out a little, but I've made sure that I put a lot of scripture in this teaching so that you would know that it is biblical. When the Lord gave it to me, I was in excruciating pain. I had been suffering from mysterious, unexplained body pains for many months. I tried everything, prayer and fasting, aspirins, vitamins, health drinks, stretching, ice packs, heat pads, back patches, all of it. Nothing worked. Then one night, I cried out to God with all my might, and He gave me this revelation. He told me I had pride in my life, and that sin had wounded my soul and was allowing a specific demonic king to torment my physical body. Are you suffering from some kind of unexplained pain? And no matter what you do, it doesn't go away? Today could be your answer. Today could be the day that you get set free from that affliction. Okay, we're going to talk about a particular sin that wounds the soul and how it brings a specific king upon you. It's the sin of pride. Everybody goes, oh, man, bummer, man. If you look up pride in the dictionary, it means arrogant, disdainful conduct or treatment, and haughtiness, or an excessively high opinion of oneself. All right. Eek! You know, pride for us believers is a sticky wicket. You know, because honestly, don't we really like to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves? Am I the only one? No. I mean, aren't you trying to, like, keep yourself humble? You know, when you say something a little bit, you go, oh, sorry about that. You know what I mean? I mean, I try to, especially now that I've had this revelation, I really have been trying to check myself about the pride issue. And for a second there, I guess I was so prideful, I didn't even know where I was being prideful, you know? But I've started to catch myself now. I notice that if somebody's talking to me and I cut them off, like, oh, well, let me tell you this. That means I must think that what I have to say is more important than what they have to say. And if anybody have that disease? Okay. And also when, you know, people might bring me ideas, because, you know, I'm the head of an international ministry, so there's a lot of idea birthing and things going on, and people will bring me ideas. And how many of you have this disease where people bring it, and right away, as soon as you hear somebody with an idea, you go, no, we should really do it like this. And then you spit out your genius super above everybody else's idea. Right? Do you know what I'm saying? How many of you do that? And how many of you are really chronically arguing with a lot of people a lot of times? You know, if you're chronically arguing with people, it's pride. Because you think you're right and they're wrong. How many of you have that disease? Come on, how many of you have that disease? Pride is something else. You know, for me, I got to strike a balance because, you know, I am running a ministry and I've got to be authoritative, but my authority has to be filled with grace and love and humility instead of just do it my way because I'm the boss. You know what I mean? So I have to be careful, okay? Pride is sneaky. We need to learn how to recognize it. And what we have to understand is that pride is more than just wrong. It can make you a sick. It can wound your soul because it's a sin, and sin wounds your soul. And it can cause you to be attacked by a specific king, a despot spirit. Okay? So let's look at that. Remember, the Bible does talk about sin wounding the soul. That's what it says in Isaiah 30:26. It says that the Lord binds up the hurts of his people and heals their wound that came because of their sin. So sin wounds the soul. It wounds us. It's not talking about a physical wound. It's talking about the wounds inside our inner man that come when we sin. So pride is a sin, and it can cause specific spirits and their kings to attack us. Now, who are these spirits and who is their king? So let's first look at the spirits, okay? In Luke 10, it says this, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. So here's a promise from Jesus. Jesus said this, that we will never be able to be hurt by any snake or scorpion. Now, what is he referring to? Is he referring to us having total dominion over snakes and scorpions in the natural? Like if we were to go out into some desert area and a snake would bite us, would we be able to believe and have faith that we have power over that snake bite and that it would not kill us and the toxin would not harm us in any way? Well, I believe that that's true, that yes, we can put our faith on that we would have dominion over snakes and scorpions in the natural. I mean, look what happened to Paul when he was in the shipwreck and he went and they started a fire and all of a sudden a serpent came out of the fire and fastened itself onto Paul's hand, but he just shook it off. They expected him to die because the serpent was poisonous. It was toxic, but he did not die. So he had dominion in the natural over the serpent and the poison that it put inside his body. So I believe we can put our faith on that. But is it talking about anything else? Is it possible that these snakes and scorpions also represent demonic entities? Well, I believe it's true. When you look at that story, in Luke 10, Jesus had just in the previous chapter sent out his 12 disciples with power, it said, to drive out demons and heal the sick. And then in the next chapter, chapter 10, he sends out the 70 with the same assignment. Go out, drive out demons, and heal the sick. And they went out, and they had this wonderful encounter of ministry where they went out, and everywhere they went, they said that all the demons would submit to them in their name. I'll read you the scripture. It says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions. See, so if you read this in context, they were just saying, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name. And then he says, behold, I've given you power over snakes and scorpions. So if you read it in context, these snakes and scorpions that are referred to in the scripture are demonic entities. Amen? Now remember what Jesus says right in the verse before. He said, behold, I see Satan falling like lightning from the sky. Well, what is Satan called in Revelation 20 verse 2? It says that he is that old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which will be bound 1,000 years. So Satan is called an old serpent. So if you think Satan, who is a demonic entity, the chief of them all, is called an old serpent, do you think he has serpents underneath him that are demonic entities? Amen? Okay. Now, remember, Satan appeared as a serpent in the garden, didn't he? Now, I don't know if he did it in the spirit or in the natural, but if he can take on that form of being a serpent, do you think other demonic entities can take on that form also? Yes? Okay. Now, what do these snakes and scorpions do to you? Well, let me ask you a question. Does Satan attack your physical body? Remember, he attacked Job, right? He put sores all over his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Satan did that to Job, didn't he? So Satan attacks our physical body, doesn't he? And Satan is called that old serpent. So do you think that the demonic entities underneath him, who are also serpents, could also attack our physical bodies? Okay. Go to Genesis, verse in chapter 2, verse 7.
I'll read two scriptures and I'll tie them together. It says this, and the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Okay, so what were our bodies formed out of? The dust, okay? Now, if you look at the scripture in... I hope I can find it. Okay, here it is. Genesis 3. And here's the Lord. Now he's speaking to the serpent, and he's cursing the serpent for deceiving Adam and Eve. Ready? And this is what he says. And the Lord said to the serpent, behold, thou hast done this. Thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. What are we made out of? What does a snake eat? I looked at the word eat. It means to consume. It means to consume a human being. To devour. Amen? Do you think it's possible Satan attacks our physical bodies? He's that old serpent. Do you think it's possible that the serpents and snakes underneath him eat the dust like he's supposed to eat the dust? See, when God said that to him, you're going to eat the dust your whole life, he wasn't commanding him to do it. He just knew the enemy would do that. He knew one of the biggest assignments of the enemy would be to attack his people and to attack his people in their physical bodies. See, this is our weakness right here. This is the place the enemy can get to us. He can get to us in the body and in the soul. And he attacks our physical bodies and gets us sick. You know, the army of God can't fight when it's sick. We got work to do. But we are so sick. When I go to meetings, I ask people, how many people here have something wrong physically with your body or with your mind or emotion? And 90%+ of the people raise their hand. We got to get well. And the enemy's big assignment is to eat the dust. He is on an assignment to attack our physical bodies. And I believe that these entities, the snakes, that's one of the assignments that they have against us. Amen?
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Now, what about the scorpions? What do they do? Well, they also attack our physical body. And there's proof in Revelation 9. When you read that scripture, it says in verse 3 that the scorpions were given power on the earth. And in verse 5 it says that they were given power to torment men for 5 months, to strike men with their tails and to torment men. Verse 10, because they had tails like a scorpion, these beings had tails like a scorpion, and they had sting in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. So it talks about these scorpions here, and that they would sting men and they would torment men for 5 months. What kind of torment? I looked it up. The word torment there in the Strong's means, this is just a few of the meanings, to torture, to vex with grievous pain in the body and in the mind. These spirits are out to hurt you physically. And you're going to see they can do it because of what's in your soul. you're going to see that when you have pride in your life, that sin wounds you and enables these snakes and scorpions to torment you in your physical body and in your mind. Amen? I'm going to build the argument. But let me first talk about my snake attack. Not too long ago, I was under a snake attack. What do I mean by that? I was having some of the most horrendous body pain that I've ever had. I mean, my whole body hurt, and the pain would move around. And it didn't matter what you did, it would continue to hurt, okay? You could go to the chiropractor, and it would hurt worse after you left. You could put a hot pad on or a cold pad on or take an aspirin or have a massage or whatever you wanted to try, and it would hurt worse afterwards. Nothing would cause the pain to leave. Now, that's one thing about snakes. They're deceivers, aren't they? What does it say about the serpent in the garden? He was the most cunning of all, the cunning of all the animals. He was devious. He was able to deceive Eve, right? That's one thing about these snakes and scorpions. When they attack your physical body, they try to make you think it's something else. They try to make you think that, oh, it was that box that I picked up the other day. I must have twisted my back. Or you know what? When I got out of the car last night, I kind of like twisted my ankle when I stepped down. And boy, my whole leg hurts now. My back hurts now. It must be that. Or I'm not getting enough water. I'm dehydrated. I need more vitamins and water. It tries to deceive you into thinking it's something else because that's what snakes are. They're deceivers, okay? So I was thinking it was something else because I had just been in a car accident, a very serious car accident that almost took my life. And so I'm thinking, well, this is a residual effect of the car accident. I must have had a flare-up. Something's going on. You know, I'll just keep on, you know, taking my aspirin or keep on taking a hot bath or keep on, you know, getting a chiropractic adjustment and it'll go away. But it didn't go away. And it didn't go away. And finally, somebody on my team had a vision. They called me up and said, I just saw a big, huge boa snake wrapped around your entire body. Okay. How nice. And so I was like, all right, let's give it a test. Because Luke 10 says that we have been given power to trample on snakes and scorpions, right? So I went, got in my warrior suit mode and went, in the name of Jesus, I trample on that snake in Jesus' name. And I command you to come off right now. I trample on you. I release exosia power against you. And you leave right now in Jesus' name. Pain stopped. So it was a snake. And so I was like, okay, that's great. Pain stopped. Good. I'm walking along. 20 minutes later, another pain. This time, like, on my shoulder. I'd be like, whoa, now my shoulder hurts. That's really weird. That's strange. I wonder what it is. And so I'm, like, in the bathroom thinking, oh, you know, this is from the accident. It must be, you know, something else, you know. It can't be another snake, blah, 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 right? And I'm brushing my teeth, and the Lord says, no, it's a snake. Get it off. So I go, okay. So I began to rebuke it again. I began to bind it again. I began to release exosia. I've been given power to trample on scorpions and snakes. And I ripped it off, and the pain left. And so I'm like, another snake, that's two. Like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, right? And I'm walking along. 20 minutes later, it happens again, lower back. Took the snake off again, pain left. 30 minutes later, it happened on my leg. And I'm like, what's going on? Is this right? Command the snake to leave, and it left. And this just kept on happening all day long. The snake would come, there'd be pain, I'd get rid of it. It would stay off for 20, 30, 40 minutes, and it would come back again. I was under a big old snake attack. And then somebody called me and said, I had a vision that there was a being in the second heaven, because Satan's a prince of the power of the air, you know. And he was walking up on the second heaven with a basket full of snakes, just throwing them out on you in the ministry. Snake attack. So I am like, my gosh, this is crazy, man. And I'm ripping off snakes left and right. And finally, I wake up and I'm like, okay. If these snakes are there and they keep on coming back, then there must be something in my soul that's giving it the legal right. Otherwise, I'd be able to get rid of them and they would stay gone. Right?
Look, I don't have enough time in today's program to prove to you that it is pride that is allowing these demonic assaults. But next week, I'm really going to show you the connection between the sin of pride and these snakes and scorpions. I'm even going to show you the scripture that says that there is a demonic king who is over pride. But for now, I want you to get healed today. So let's go back to the conference so we can get delivered of the sins of pride that wound our soul, because then we'll have dominion over these demonic assaults.
Put your hands on your belly. Thank you, Lord. We're so sorry for any sin of pride that we might have in our life. We repent of pride. We repent of any thoughts that are prideful, arrogant, conceited, judgmental, critical. And in Jesus' name, we ask that you would wash us clean of the sins of pride. We repent for any prideful words we may have said to people, about ourselves, about our projects and our ideas. If we've cut people off because we think what we have to say is more important, that we shut people's ideas down because we think our ideas are better, we repent for every prideful word. And we ask that you take the sin of pride out of our heart. Any prideful motives, any conceitful motives, judgmental motives, critical motives that are in our heart, we ask that you'd wash away that sin of pride with your blood. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing it now. Okay, church, now I want you to really be sorry, because I'm sure every one of you have pride. In fact, let's ask Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, will you show us specifically where we have been walking in pride? Be it where we talk to people, think about people, or interact with people. Holy Spirit, come now and show us. So just ask the Holy Spirit to show you areas of your life that you have been moving in pride. Really press in. How many people got a revelation about where they're being prideful? Raise your hand really high. Okay, good. Now repent specifically for that. Ask God to remove that sin and to change the way you handle that situation. Amen. I'm focusing on the cross. Keep on repenting specifically for pride, for being arrogant, for being conceited, for being overbearing, for being combative, because that's pride. All that stuff comes from pride. Amen. Can everybody say amen? All right, now, are we done? There's still a wound there. There's still a wound there. We repented for the sin of pride, and the blood does what the blood does. It washes away the sin, but that sin made wounds. So now let's get those wounds healed, amen? Put your hand on your belly or your heart. And just pray with me. Say, Jesus, now put your dunamis power on every wound that came from the sin of pride. I'm filled with dunamis power. I've been resurrected with Christ. I've been risen up to a new life in Him. I thank you that I'm filled with dunamis. It comes from the resurrection. And I decree that dunamis is healing my wounds. I'm becoming excellent of soul. Every wound that came from a sin of pride is being healed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I am excellent of soul. 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 In Jesus' name, Okay, now keep on focusing on it. Just keep on putting dunamis on your soul.
Luke 10 says, "Behold, I have given you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you." You just got your soul healed of the wounds that came from the sins of pride. So the legal right that gives these demonic spirits the ability to attack you is gone. Now is the time to release the exousia of power Jesus has given us to trample on serpents and scorpions. So let me pray for you. In Jesus' name, I release the anointing of power that Jesus has given us, and I trample on every serpent and scorpion now in Jesus' name. I command every one of these demonic spirits to come off of you in the name of Jesus. You spirit, you stop causing pain, sickness, and disorder right now in Jesus' name. I trample on you in the name of Jesus. I trample on you in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I didn't have enough time in today's program to prove to you that it's pride that is allowing these demonic assaults. But next week, I'm going to show you the connection between the sin of pride and these snakes and scorpions. I'm even going to show you the scripture that says there's a demonic king who is over pride. Sometimes we have layers of pride in us. So we're going to do another healing activation next week. So if you didn't get your breakthrough yet, you will. See you next week. Have you received a miracle while watching this show? Send us your 1-minute selfie video. What's a selfie? Take out your cell phone, hold it like this, not like this, so we can air it on television. Hit record and tell us your 1-minute healing testimony. For more information, go to our website at katiesouza.com.